Remy Ledoux stuck his key in the lock and twisted, pushing open the door to the apartment he hadn't seen in 4 months. As he stepped inside, half of SEAL Team 10's second platoon followed. Much as he loved his teammates, he'd been hoping for a few quiet moments to himself. Having just completed a mission in the hills of Afghanistan, he was ready for some quiet time to gather his thoughts and plan his next operation. A Valentine's Day date with Mitchell Sanders, the one woman he'd never been able to forget.
So, what's it gonna be tonight? Steak, beer, and football? Or are we just gonna hit the rack and sleep away the jet lag?
Big Bird flopped his long, lanky frame onto the couch in Remy's apartment. Though his own apartment was 2 doors down, he and most of the team hung out at Remy's, the usual gathering place for 2nd Platoon when they were on leave in Little Creek, Virginia.
Man, we can't sleep or piss away the night.
Dustman crossed his arms over his broad chest, the tattoos on his bulging biceps.
Tomorrow is fucking Valentine's Day. We didn't fly halfway around the world to sit at home. Let's go out and find us some women or we'll be dateless on V-Day.
Dustin Ford, a.k.a. Dustman, didn't know a stranger. No matter where he went, he always found a willing woman. Partly due to his masculine physique, but more due to his open, outgoing personality. The man could talk a virgin out of her underwear in public. He was truly gifted. Remy held up a hand.
You guys will have to do without me on this one.
He dumped his duffel bag on the floor and shrugged out of his jacket. After the long flight and little sleep, all he wanted at that moment was a hot shower.
That's right. All you talked about in the hills was getting back here to implement your Valentine's Day backup plan,
Irish said.
Shut up, Irish.
Remy glared at his friend.
And cut the fake Irish accent.
It's not fake. Me mum was Irish. Besides, the lassies love it.
Irish grinned.
And you're avoiding the point. Which is?
Dustin asked. Irish backhanded Remy in the belly and turned to the others.
Our man Gator is going after Mitchell.
I'm not going after Mitchell. She and I made a promise that if neither of us had a date come Valentine's Day, we'd go out together. As a favor to Brewski.
Every man in the room grew still for a moment, a silent tribute to their fallen comrade.
Amigo, you'll only be disappointed.
Nacho broke the spell.
Brewski's been gone a year. Mitchell's got her another man. With her blonde hair and blue eyes, and
he waved his hands in the shape of a woman's curves.
She's bound to be taken. You might as well throw your towel in the ring.
Wrong, Remy argued, though he'd been worried about the same thing. She was gorgeous, smart, and tough. Any man would be lucky to have her.
We've been in touch by Skype and email. I told her I'd call when I got back. You guys can go without me. I'll join you if things fall through. Come on, Big Bird.
Swede offered his hand and jerked the big seal from his comfortable position on the couch.
Let the man suffer his humiliation in private. We'll be at the Naughty Ladies Lounge around 10 o'clock tonight.
Dustman rubbed his hands together.
Of course, after a thoroughly satisfying meal of steak and baked potatoes, slathered in butter, sour cream, and bacon bits, chased with a pitcher of beer each.
Irish groaned.
Can a guy have a foodgasm?
Beats the hell out of MREs,
Fish noted.
If I never eat another meal ready to eject, it'll be too soon.
Nacho hung back as the others trailed out the door. Once everyone had gone, he turned back.
Really, if Mitchell's not available, you should meet up with us. Sucks to be alone on Valentine's Day. If you don't give yourself at least a day of hunting, you won't have a date for the big day.
Thanks, Sanchez. I'll keep that in mind. Now,
he gave the man a pointed look.
I get it. You'd like to call in private.
Cesar Sanchez, the compact Hispanic member of their team with dark hair and broad shoulders, backed out the doorway and closed it quietly behind him. Remy sighed. This moment was the first time that day he'd been alone. Hell, it felt like the first time in months he'd been by himself. His pulse picked up and he grabbed his cell phone, hitting the saved number for Mitchell Sanders, his best friend Derek Brewer's girl.